Welcome, John. First off, I'm going to ask a few questions. First, how did you get here?
Well, I was 20 years old when I came from Germany. I had just arrived in New York City. I got off the boat with my friend Leonardo. We met on the boat, and he was 12 and and he is Italian. On the boat, he said, "Erano strada, Lolo." "English," I said back. "Oh, where's Ludlow Street?" He sat down and we started to talk. I realized we lived together on Ludlow Street. We became friends. "Wir zusammen leben," which means we live together.
Great.
In German.
Great. Now, what was it like your first night in America?
We ate pasta for dinner with tomato sauce. It was good. Leonardo was a good cook and still is. I ate a lot very fast. Leonardo got a bucket. "Don't worry," I chuckled. I went down to get water for soup. That soup was good. I scarfed that down, too. "Affamato?" he said in Italian. "Hungered," I replied.
Great, but how did you get money? Were you in a gang or something like that?
Well, yes. On the way to the apartment, we met some Italian boys. They talked with Leonardo. They seemed to be friendly, and they asked to make a gang. I was voted as leader. We decided on an alley to meet at.
Great. What are some things you did in your gang?
We hung out in the alley mostly, and we always needed money, so sometimes we beat up newsies, and we took their money. I would say a lot of mean things in German, so...
Did you work or did you just steal from people?
Well, I became a peddler because I needed a job. So Leonardo helped me sell German and Italian things. I liked working. It was very fun. I enjoyed calling to people on the streets, telling them to buy our goods.
Great, but did you ever hear about something called the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire?
Oh, everyone did. It was all over the news. How it happened was I read in the German newspaper that Gab es fin in fuer in dem Dreck hembelsen Fabrik notched on das 146 Kiesel Starb sie weird Strike quit, which means there had been a fire at the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory the night before. 146 people died in the fire. I read that there would be a strike. I felt excited. I read in a newspaper that written by this girl, Pauline Newman, that she would not stand for the conditions in sweatshops. To this day, I remember what she said at the end. In despair, I ask, "Dear God, will things ever be different?"
Great.
I decided to strike that same night. I wondered, would it be picketing or a full-on strike? And it was a full-on strike.
Sorry for me to change subjects here. Do you mind?
No, not at all.
Well, have you ever heard of a man named Jacob Riis?
Yes, I have heard of a man, Jacob Riis. He helped make tenements the way they are now, right?
Yes.
Using pictures? But I never met him. He took pictures of tenements to show wealthy people how horrible the conditions were. These photographs inspired change. No?
Yes. Right on. Were you ever beaten up by a gang person or someone else? Because you seem pretty tough.
Thank you. Let me tell you the story. It happened once, maybe twice. I was standing on the sidewalk when I heard a piercing noise. I looked up and I saw the L. I wished I could ride that beautiful train, but I couldn't afford to ride it and pay rent. While I was daydreaming, out of nowhere, someone came out and pounded me. Next thing I knew, I was in my bed with Leonardo standing by me. I asked him what happened, and he said that I had been beaten up by a gang member. from somewhere and that I should be okay. Someone apparently had pounded me. It was probably a gang member, like he said. And I didn't mind because it felt like when a newsie tried to fight back all those times I had beaten them up. Really weak little kids. I had a slight headache, but it really wasn't that bad.
Great. What did you do, or what did you think of the Lower East Side, or, well, your life in the Lower East Side?
Life was all right there, but it could have been better. America had a lot of cool things I had never seen before, like pickles in a barrel.
Good one.
Eventually, I'm full of them. Eventually, I moved out of the Lower East Side to Brooklyn, where I live now. I moved to Brooklyn because I heard that the conditions weren't as bad, and I heard I could get a better apartment. Overall, I am happy I came to America, but I would like to go back to Germany.
Thank
you. At least for a visit.
Well, thank you.
No problem.